everybody. Thanks for hanging out and joining the Spot Crew one more time. What is this, like a fifth, sixth, seventh? I forget which one this is.
I think it's seven.
Nah.
I think, or eight.
Seven.
Or seven.
We've done a lot.
Wow. Okay, okay. Spot Crew, again, we are siblings who just talk story and hopefully can entertain you at the same time. So the S, security, is not here. He is working. Oh, he's actually at the door. He's watching the door.
Security.
My name is Cal Cavalho, the P, the Pro. I don't know what Pro stands for today, but just happy to be here. Then we got the O.
Overachiever.
My sister G.
That's me.
Hello, overachieving as usual. And
Nani, the tweetest.
You still the tweetest.
Still the tweetest.
You never get kicked off yet.
Nope.
Didn't get banned.
Almost 2,000 followers. Oh. Follow me. It's small, oh, actually.
No,
yeah,
but you have to say who you are.
Oh.
The Fried Piper.
You have to say it.
My Twitter handle is at American by Force. Remembrance of our history. That's it.
That's true.
It's very respectful to America.
Hawaiian by birth, American by force.
Even if you like America, you're still American by force.
Yeah.
True, good point.
Yeah.
And since we are forced to be part of America, that's why we have a lot of the opinions we have when it comes to American politics and whatever. So
it says so in my bio, so just read that.
Yeah. And don't forget to check out our website, g-spotmusic.com. All kinds of stuff going on. All right, so what is today's topic? I know you wanted to talk about something.
I wanted to talk about, I said introverts and extroverts, and I also said Colin Kaepernick.
Introverts and
extroverts.
Yeah.
We might want to wait for the security on that one for some
people. No, I'm talking about Colin Kaepernick. I got stuff to say.
No, not him. No, the introvert one.
Oh, why? I can be by myself. It's okay.
Nah.
So you're saying you're...
Okay, so who would be the... Who would you think the four of us...
Is the introvert.
Yeah,
me and security are the introverts, and you and Pro, Tweetus and Pro are the extroverts. Okay, 100%.
So in case people don't know, what is that?
Introverts are people who prefer to do things on their own and are more introspective and less social.
Okay.
Extroverts are people who get energy off of being in contact with other people, and they like to do social things. So extroverts get energy from social activities. Introverts lose energy from social activities.
Okay. And would you agree, Lan?
I agree that I'm an extrovert, yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. I come alive around other people. I don't like to do things by myself. If I'm alone in the car, I'll put the phone on speaker and call any family member that will answer and talk.
So you get Kiala because the introvert.
Yeah. I'm definitely an extrovert, yes.
Well, then answer the phone when I call.
No. We got to catch me in 5 minutes, it dies. Okay. I got to change the battery.
I don't know. So, see, it's weird because... I know why you guys would say I'm an extrovert, but then I have a lot of introverted qualities.
Yeah, you're survive introvert, but you took the personality quiz and you were the entertainer. You were the entertainer.
I was?
Yeah.
Because I'd rather do stuff by myself. But, and when I don't know. When I'm out someplace, if there's too much people, I don't like it. Unless we're performing. If somebody was performing something, then I...
Yeah, then that's awesome.
Then I want the place to be packed. But if I'm just going just to hang out, I'd rather it be quiet. And I don't know, it's weird.
Just
weird.
Like just us? Like just your family?
I'd like to propose a theory.
Okay, go.
Because you like to do stuff by yourself because you entertain yourself the best. And you wanted to be kind of dead because, like I said, you're the best entertainer, so all those other people are just going to mute you.
That's why I joke around. I feel like having an intelligent conversation. Let me talk to myself.
Yeah, see? That's why you like to
do that. Yeah, that's, I'm opposite.
But then I realize it's not so educated all the time.
I'm a seek counsel kind of person.
What you mean?
I'll seek counsel. I'll call. Gee, I heard this. I need help with this paper. What about this part? I'm more like, or with the kids even. How can I help with this sibling situation with my children?
Communal solutions.
Yes, I am a communal solution type person, yes.
Communicable disease, what?
No. I was tested for that. No.
All clear. That's quite, okay, and we always say this in every podcast, we are a family, we have kids running around, we have dogs, if you hear noises in the back, that's what it is, we get Wheel of Fortune in the background. So hold on real quick. Marty, shut up! And I do love animals, but...
He was just sharing that he's an extrovert.
Oh, okay, okay. And if people say, dog's supposed to bark. I agree, but they're also supposed to shut up when you tell them to shut up.
Yeah,
well,
supposed
and
to
honestly,
listen.
There's nothing happening right now. So he's just, yeah. What he's barking at.
Because you know what? Because you guys came over. Whenever people come over, he barks. But she barks. But then, she doesn't know him to shut up. You know, all the dogs stop. She just keeps going.
She's
like,
not sure if you got the message.
She's like, are you talking? Who are you barking at? But anyway...
She's barking at my smells because I didn't have electricity. Oh. That's
why
my dogs.
So the overachiever came over. Her house has no electricity right now. What happened?
3 hours, a tree fell on the electric line. And
at your house?
It's in front of two houses down from their house.
A tree fell on the line.
Yeah, and a tree cracked in the back of my yard today too. And it's not even windy.
What the hell is going on? Because I don't know if you guys noticed. Or if, I don't know if you guys know. Dad came by this
Saturday.
Yeah. Because one of our trees in the back fell down.
Oh, that is weird.
I don't know. Kalei said, hey, the tree is leaning. And I'm like, okay, I see it leaning. Then she's like, it's going to fall. I was like, huh? I went outside. 10 minutes later, all I heard was, the whole tree came down.
It was a big tree?
Huge. Thank God it didn't hit the dog or our house.
The water tank.
Yeah, so it fell this way. It fell towards the dog house. So I looked where it cracked. All I saw was beetles. Like,
falling
I don't know if it was beetles or weevils or whatever the hell bugs it was. I don't know if that's the reason. So, I meant to do indoor stuff that day. So, of course, the plans was changed. Dad came with his chainsaw the whole day with me, Kalei, and Shay. They were throwing branches and getting rid of trees. So
yeah, I don't know. And it's not even strong wind.
Well,
all.
Our big Christmas tree at home fell too.
Oh, I thought he cut it.
No, it tipped and it was leaning on the basketball hoop.
Oh, and you know what? I love that. Dad is where I get a lot of my wisdom from. But in this case, I kept telling the man,
the tree is going to fall.
I said, Dad, this tree is going to fall. You know what his answer was every time? Not going to fall today. I said, it's not going to fall today, but it's going to fall.
So then he was right a lot of times.
Yeah. He was right every single
time.
More
often than not.
Except for the day it fell. But I'm just, you know, good thing nobody got hurt. So hopefully your electricity comes back on.
Hopefully when you go home,
I had to
feed
my dogs and I forgot not to touch them because I kind of wash my hands. And I can't pee.
Well, you could use the bathroom.
You are in a home with running water.
Yeah, I know.
You can use ours.
I'm kidding.
I'm going to do that first. Sorry, I'm so hot. I need to shower by now.
Well, you brought me my coffee, so.
So let's talk about introverts.
Introverts and extroverts.
I don't know. It's weird.
Well, because when I saw that video that I had online, I forgot his name already, but I just am surprised that people have to get educated on what an introvert is. Like, it's surprising to me.
Introvert.
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty.
The origin of
the word, if you really think about it, would make sense, right? Introvert, extrovert.
I just thought it was common sense that you should plan when you come and visit, like, or you should plan when you want to hang out. You can't just say, "Hey, want to hang out today?" Like, I need to know.
Speaking of that, you gotta look online at this one comedian talking about the difference between somebody knocking on your door 20 years ago and somebody knocking on your door now. Hilarious.
What did he say?
It's true. You gotta watch because he acts out. But in 20 years ago, it was like, you know, you're sitting around eating dinner, the door rings, everybody's face is excited. Who could that be? They all line up at the door. Let's check. You open the door, you find out who it is. It's like, hey, come in. You know, he went, of course, longer and funnier. He said, nowadays, the doorbell knocks, the doorbell rings, everybody's like, hide, turn off the light. Please don't say anything. Who the hell is coming in?
Or my famous one too, now that we all have phones, is he didn't even call me.
Yeah.
I have my phone right here. He could have texted.
Now when somebody knocks on your door, it's like, yeah, it's kind of weird. It's like, who could that be? It's funny because we've got Wheel of Fortune in the background talking about that. Actually, to meet them, nice people.
Both of them?
Yeah, they're nice. Well, it was doing interview for radio, so you got it. I guess they had to be nice, but.
Wait, they came here?
When they went.
Wakalo.
Oh, what?
We could all like be contested.
Yeah. How cute they came.
Yeah. So we did an interview at the hotel.
Even Vanna?
Vanna. And of course she looks older because she's but then still looks good.
That was a while ago.
She's pretty.
So, right?
She's aging.
That was
very
about
nicely.
2 years, 3 years ago? Maybe?
Oh, that's not that long ago.
I didn't even know it was here, so can't ask me.
Well, I was wondering why you would have missed it.
Actually, no, about 4 years ago.
Wheel of Fortune.
True, good point.
Yeah,
okay.
About 4 years ago, yeah.
4 years ago.
But anyway, yeah, so extrovert, I mean, I guess those, you have to be, but then it's cool, it's funny when you do interviews and you find out that people you think are extroverts are actually introverts.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That happens all the time.
Yeah.
I think most people at the place where we work are introverts.
At this radio station?
That's why you're behind. Nobody can see you.
Yeah, that's exactly.
And that's funny too, because I know with tech, with social media technology, you got to keep up. But I, you know, there's to a point.
Yeah.
Like I know I see people posting their whole radio show on YouTube and Facebook. And I'm not in this to get seen.
Yeah, I don't know.
You enjoy it.
Yeah.
Well, no, he, I mean, plus it's radio, right? You're not supposed to see radio.
Yeah.
Oh, ha. I took that figuratively.
I mean, I understand doing certain bits and parts and then filming it, but not while the song is playing, you're just sitting there, hey.
Yeah, they can see you scratching and stuff. Sometimes I change.
I don't scratch.
Sometimes I change my, yeah, I change my clothes.
You change in the studio.
Yeah, but it's only me. Nobody's there. But
you know they put cameras up by the...
You told me that. That's not true.
Nada.
That's not true.
They will now.
Stupid
stuff. Gavin's running there now.
That's why it's funny when you use the bathroom. I always wonder, like, did somebody put a camera in here?
Yeah, in the bathroom.
Yeah.
That's illegal.
No, you know what is illegal is that stupid mirror in the bathroom that we have.
What bathroom?
The bathroom by, in the production room.
Yeah.
If you sit on the toilet.
Yeah.
And you look at the wall, it's a huge mirror. You're just looking at yourself.
So you mean just? I thought you were gonna tell me that they can see through it or something.
No. It's just
scaring me because I look at that mirror often.
No, it's
to
just
measure my stomach size. Yeah.
If you ever wanted to see yourself use the bathroom, that would be the place because it's like you just.
Why would you not look at yourself?
You don't want to.
You don't want to.
He's saying it's there.
No, it's in front of your face, and it's the whole wall.
And if you hear that, that's my sister Nani the Tweetus. That's her daughter. Butting in the conversation then.
That she wasn't invited into.
Kaylee, if a mirror is right in front of you and it's 5 feet by 5 feet, the only way you're not going to look is by closing your eyes.
You got other parts to look at. You can look at your hair. Nobody says you got to look at yourself peeing.
I don't want to look at myself on the toilet in general.
Then don't use that bathroom.
I will not.
And keep that thought until you get older.
Forever.
Yeah, forever.
Gabriel.
Why? When you get older, you like to pee?
No.
She doesn't want to see herself.
No, but being seen while you use the bathroom.
Oh, what?
Oh,
well,
oh,
most of us don't,
I keep
so. Yeah, I don't know if that's something you gotta, keep. I pretty much kept that.
Unless
and I'm quite the extrovert.
I was gonna say, if you're an extrovert, then I guess you know mine. You can actually make money off of that.
Really? Money.
Wait.
How comfortable are you?
We'll get on that.
I charge by the pound.
A pound of pee?
No.
Oh my, oh. Sorry, that's your best. If it was by the pound of pee, I could hook you up because I pee a lot.
I charge by the depth of my pico.
What?
Pico.
If it's pico.
Oh, it's pico.
Yeah, mine's pretty deep too.
$10 a millimeter.
My pico's
better. Okay.
I got a shot of pico.
So are we done with that topic?
I don't even know what topic this is.
It totally went off the rails.
Mirrors that watch you pee. Yeah, we're done.
Yeah.
No, actually, we're not. Do you know the test to do to see if a mirror is a two-way mirror with your finger? You put your finger to the mirror, and if there's a space between your finger and the reflection, then it's not a two-way mirror. But if there is no space, it is.
Oh, like touch,
mirror.
Touch. Oh, well, that would make sense.
That.
Yeah.
That would make sense.
I only heard of it because it freaks me out at the hotel, so I always.
You're touching
it.
The actual thing.
What you do? You touch
thing.
The mirror.
Yeah.
And what?
And if there's a space between your finger and the reflection, then there's no camera. Then it's not a two-way mirror.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Camera. But if there is no space and you can just see, it's just touching your finger, then there is one. There is one.
Ah, whatever. If two-way, I mean.
Yeah.
No, I don't want people.
Watch like that.
Watch at your own risk. I mean.
No. I don't even like to see myself without makeup.
It's like dad at the hotel. Why are you changing? It's a door right there. You know, if somebody's looking 8 stories up, 15 in at me, then they deserve to see my big old butt.
That's different.
I ain't worried
though.
About
it's
it.
Just changing. I don't want somebody watching me as I watch TV. Again, you could be scratching.
You can watch me pish. You can watch me change.
Don't watch me watch TV. I will not be on the people's couch on Bravo. Love you, Andy.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so I even scare myself with the mirrors I have at home, and I forget that it's my mirror. I'm wondering if it's a camera. I'm like, wait, hey, G, put that up yourself.
Yeah,
it's
your
not
own.
A
I wish I had I mean, two-way mirrors. I remember in Honolulu, we did a play in high school, and there was a two-way mirror in there. I remember the girls would be putting on makeup, and we was in out of sight laughing.
Didn't know.
No, they didn't. Of course, eventually everybody found out.
Oh, my God.
But it was just funny to stand there and just watch.
It is not funny. You look so ugly when you put on makeup. You're going to distort your face so much.
And there was actually some girls that actually, I guess they could hear us laughing. So you could see their face, like, and then they look in the mirror, and then they would realize it was a two-way mirror.
Well, that was back when they didn't really have that many of them either. So it's not like you're on alert for a two-way mirror. I wouldn't be on alert. Oh, you upset because I said it was...
No,
when two-way mirrors weren't even invented.
Back in the...
They didn't even have two-way mirrors.
Back in 1492. All right, I guess that's good for that topic. Any other topic? There was the other one you wanted to talk about?
Kaepernick not getting hired?
Yeah. Well, no, it's football starting. That's why.
Football season is starting.
Who is excited for football?
Me!
Not me.
Carolina Panthers played their first preseason game yesterday.
Denver Broncos! Kaylee's wearing the shorts right now.
Did they play yet?
I don't know.
Then shut your
I
butt.
Have four kids.
The Carolina Panthers played yesterday and they
the
won.
The Cowboys did.
Oh, okay, see, I'm not a football fan, but I am a...
They won the Texans. I wasn't done.
I'm a Cowboy fan. So who won?
The Panthers.
They won the who now?
Okay, and then did
the Texans? Or yes. The Browns? Or what? You proud?
The Texans. It's the only game they played. And Cam didn't even play because his shoulder is still...
And did your team win?
To be honest, I don't know if we played yet preseason.
Did the Cowboys win?
The Cowboys, I don't know
either.
Yeah, I don't know.
If you guys are listening for some of the latest football news, this is the wrong...
Sorry, wait. Yeah,
I can give you some.
Okay, go.
No, it's just preseason.
Well, it's preseason. And yes, the four kids, I will do my best to keep up on that.
Okay, good.
Because I do enjoy it.
Lots of Panther stuff, but not that much of other stuff.
All right, but you're bringing up this because Colin Kaepernick, or Kaepernick.
Yeah,
He's not on any team yet, huh?
No,
he's a free agent.
Well, no, but the thing is, see, and just speaking as an NFL person who watches football, he's not good anymore.
Okay, see, that's what I hear. I hear people, of course, because of his not standing during the national anthem, people are criticizing him about that. But then I also hear that he's pretty much sucking.
He sucks.
Is that true?
He's been sucking for like 2 years, if not even more
than
that. Since the coach of the 49ers left, he has sucked. So he's a system quarterback because the system works for him, so I've heard.
Okay.
But he's not a good quarterback on his own. So since that coach left, he sucks. So now they're blaming, or actually, if you ask me, they're just hitching to his bandwagon to push an agenda that's nothing to do with him.
That's what,
the real reason.
So what do you think about that whole not standing up during the national anthem thing?
I think that he didn't even, I think it was, I like his cause, they shouldn't be shooting people.
Yeah.
But I don't think he presented it well at all, and I don't think he actually even, and it's not to be funny, but he didn't stand for anything, because he's just wobbled, it's like it was a wobbly representation of a protest. It made no sense. None of it aligned. I don't even understand why not standing for the national anthem has anything to do with police brutality. Like, it's not like America said, or the flag, or the history of America said.
Or even the president.
They're not related.
Government.
Like, it wasn't related.
Anything.
He could have done anything else that would have made a huge impact. And it's a great cause. People would have stood behind him. But now he just did some weird thing, and I don't even get it. And it just,
I think what it is
divide.
Is, honestly, I think if he did this a year ago, it would be more accepted. The reason it's not as accepted or criticized now is because the whole...
Right.
If you're for Trump,
I get what
or you're
against
now. Trump,
yeah.
The people who are against Trump took that and went crazy with it and made it a whole thing that it wasn't. It has nothing to do with Trump. It's whether you like him or not. It's the... protests against the way blacks are treated in the United States, which they have been treated badly for a while, but then also there's not...
To me, he took away the legitimacy of it.
Well, I think the right hijacked that one and made it a bigger thing, made it him not patriotic, made him anti-Trump, made him, you know what I mean? Like, I really think that the right was the one that over, you know... Fake outrage.
Yeah.
You cannot like it, and you cannot agree with it, but I think that it's a big deal to the right as much.
I don't think it was the right as much as the NFL fans. Like, auto politics is happening everywhere. It's annoying. If you're not interested in it, you're not tuning into it. You're tuning into football.
Yeah.
If I'm tuning
Great
into
point.
Football,
yeah.
Can you please not bring this crap into football?
You know that the NFL's ratings...
Declined. And seats. They weren't filling seats.
And people are saying, it's because you can get it on social media.
No,
it's because people want to watch football and watch football and not hear political crap.
Yeah.
Now,
for sure.
As far as, I mean, he has the right to not stand during the national anthem. The NFL has the right to fire his ass
for not standing
during the national anthem.
And they didn't.
Well, Jerry Jones if said they, yeah. he made it quite clear to the Cowboys, you don't stand, you're fired.
Yeah.
Yeah, the NFL didn't fire him. And so, plus, he was offered contracts. They all the NFL, most of the teams have first starter quarterbacks already. They have starters. So they wanted him to be a second stringer, and they were going to pay him as a second stringer. He said he's a starter. He won't take money less than a starter. If they don't have room for him as a starter because they already have full rosters, then sorry, there's no room.
Right.
They play like a starter.
Yeah, that's exactly yeah, right. Like, you can't get paid like a starter if you don't play like a starter. You're not a starter. And nobody can, if you're going to argue, well, look at his averages. Yeah, that's because he did awesome in the first year, and then he tanked in the other ones, and that's pulling up his average.
And then you're a football player, you're getting paid, it's your job. I have the right to walk around my job without a shirt on. My boss has a right to fire me.
You're right.
Not saying, I mean, he didn't get fired. But, you know, if that's what, and there was, you know, there, people who know me and know us and Southern Rush and what we do, you know, we're the whole pro Hawaii, getting justice for what America did to the Hawaiian people, they know my stand. So they would expect me to full on back him up and say, yeah, don't stand during the national anthem. They are surprised when I tell them that I do stand for the, during the national anthem. And the only reason I stand in the national anthem is because of the people in service.
People that serve.
But see, even this is making me upset. Because, like, just even talking about the legitimacy of his... It all... It's, yeah. But he didn't... If you ask me, he didn't have that in him. He didn't come in with all this passion and feeling for all this crap. He didn't care. It wasn't plaguing him for years. And he said, I gotta do something about it. He just did something stupid. Everybody latched onto it. And he's riding the wave.
Yeah.
So that's what's annoying the crap out of me.
And now people, now people are talking about it. Like I said, I'll stand during the national anthem, but I won't sing. I won't put my hand on my heart. But that's because of what America has done to the Hawaiian people. But the standing part is just out of respect for all the soldiers and all and the people.
It's
who,
also respect to ritual. Like it's freaking ritual.
Tradition.
If you stand your ass off, you're at an NFL game. Yeah, it is a national anthem.
If I was in France and they played the French national anthem, I'll stand up.
Stand.
Just you know,
or do whatever they do out of the
ground. Yeah, it's ritual.
Yeah.
And you're not making a statement for Black people by kneeling. All you're doing is looking like somebody that I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear you now.
That's another problem too. I think the Black Lives Matter movement is ruined it too, because Black Lives Matter, no matter what you think, is a corporation that is acting and doing the things that they are trying to so-called.
So you don't want to say they're a terrorist organization?
Yeah.
Like I would straight out say.
But you have to understand the people that have branches of it are actually thinking that they're doing something to better
the
situation.
Yeah.
So branches of it may not know or even support the original. So not all of them
not
are
all.
Part of it.
Yeah. Or just like first wave feminism, second wave, third. There's definitely differing degrees.
Yeah, just to make sure somebody who could be really fighting the fight and part of it. They don't just
which is me, which is us.
Yeah. It's not like, I mean, look at us and look at what we do in our history and our. Far be it from us to back up and fight for the cause of rich white people.
Right.
You know. But I'm, because of the way things are, the rhetoric, and right now, people ask me what I stand for and what I fight for. I stand for common sense, truth, and realism. Because a lot of that is disappearing.
And that's what's annoying, too. It's like, is either you're against it.
Right.
You're against it, meaning you're for rich white people.
Yeah.
Like, why?
Yeah.
Why is it either one or the other? Why doesn't it just treat each other with respect and kindness? Let everybody get a chance to do what they got to do.
Yeah.
And let everybody play fairly. Yeah. Like, why do you have to either one or the other?
If you agree with the wall, you're racist.
Yeah.
If you don't agree with Black Lives Matter, you're racist. Guess what? If everybody's racist, then nobody's racist. You kind of call everybody racist.
Which takes away from people who actually have experienced racism.
Yeah.
Which I think is ignorant.
Racism.
That's why I think it's ignorant. Like, his whole stance is
that
ignorant.
That whole thing,
like,
yeah.
It was, if he really mattered to him, then he would have done something that mattered. But
you know,
he didn't.
You know what is hilarious?
Well,
Michael Vick giving him advice.
That is funny.
Michael Vick, who was busted for cruelty to dogs and dog fighting, he's like, yo, man.
And he got brought back.
Yeah, he got brought back. So it's funny that he's giving advice. If OJ's not giving him advice, then it's over.
Something is wrong.
Yeah.
Well, no, because I like what you had said about do something different. If you feel that way, do something about it. Because, like, I was on
Tweeties, you were going to say something?
Yeah, I was just thinking, going off of what G said over here. Overachiever said over here. If you don't like a cause or you want to stand up for something, then do it separate from what your career choice is or something that you're going to throw in our faces. Like, when Chance the Rapper, in his school system, he met with reps and leaders in Chicago and was not happy with the outcome of it and donated his own money. He donated like $1 million to the school system there because he was unhappy with the outcome.
Colin Kaepernick donated money too, but I think it was only after everybody said, "Hey," he didn't even vote, by the way, but whatever. It was only after everybody said, "Hey, do something positive instead of just taking a knee." So he donated money too. But Chance the Rapper sounds like he did it on his own.
Yeah, I think it was like almost immediately after he left the. It was almost immediately he just donated it. He's like, this meeting didn't go well. It ain't going to work. Here you go.
If Colin Kaepernick led a march or if Colin Kaepernick like had a show or went on and did a segment, I would have... who doesn't want to stop police brutality? But he didn't. He didn't do it right. I don't even know what stance he was taking. I don't even think he does. It seems like he's some kind of pawn or puppet or something.
And that's what it is.
True, that's true. Yeah.
Like, what I kind of said is, what matter what is this hypocrisy... When people grumble about global warming, but then they fly private jets.
Yeah.
People grumble about border security, but then they get 15 locks on their door and gates, and they don't let nobody in there. You know what I mean? If you, like the term is think globally, act locally. So in other words, you cannot recycle every bottle in the world, so you recycle what you can at home.
Yeah.
So you should think like that all the time. If you against border security, think globally, act locally, then you shouldn't have a locks on your door.
You know that makes me upset too, is you shouldn't be charging me for a high five. I shouldn't be charged for a recycle fee. Like, that makes me upset. I'm sorry. That makes me upset.
Yeah, that's
like, that's forcing me to recycle. Like, I mean, and I recycle. I do. I recycle and I give the cans to, I mean, the bottles to security. But I want to be able to do it because I want to do it, not because I have to do it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, forced to.
Yeah.
And we have our my son Shaden. He's the fact checker.
Yes, our fact checker.
Yes.
Thank you.
You have to make sure we're not relaying fake news.
You're right. Thank you, Shay.
Thank you.
Okay, hold on for all the animal lovers. Hold on. Marley,
shut up.
Okay. Call Peter. and his friend Patrick.
Peter Griffin.
Call Peter. Whatever, Peter.
Right. So yeah, bottom line, Colin Kaepernick sucks. That's what he's gonna I just think it's very important
to sum it up.
He sucks. He's not good at football anymore. He should be a second stringer, and if he's one, he shouldn't be getting the money of a starter. And because he's negotiating for starter salary, he has to cry, suck it up, and not play this season.
Racist. Isn't that what that's the?
Well, the new definition of racist is somebody who goes against what other people who are idiots are for. So yeah, I'm racist. Because I am going against what other people who are idiots are for.
You know who's this idiot? Another idiot I saw today, Ashley Judd.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, why? I don't know.
I've seen a lot of her.
She put a 2-minute rant on Facebook about how she was upset because the TSA called her sweetheart and said she had a nice dress. She was like, I had to, my skin was itching and I had to lay down the boundaries. And so I was like, shut, you know.
Perhaps he was just checking if you were a terrorist. Maybe he was just making conversation.
So actually, I posted it on Facebook. I was like, you know, her, Lena Dunham.
Oh, don't say that name.
Chelsea Handler.
Like, don't say that name.
It's like just adding to the list of idiot, crybaby.
We apologize for the vulgarity of those names that was just said.
Spineless, blubbering fools.
Blubbering.
Who are just trying to be warriors in the so-called social justice war.
I want to say, I don't feel bad, but I want to say that I read an interview with Lena Dunham and her sister said, I feel bad sometimes because your political views, people have made your political views be who you are and you're not your political views. So it seems like there's people like Lena Dunham who actually are out there thinking that they're warriors for the cause, like Katy Perry and Lady Gaga. And there's people... Lena Dunham seems to not be one of them. She just seems to say stupid crap sometimes. And that's what she believes. But she doesn't seem to be thinking that it's upon her to change the world, Katy Perry and Lady Gaga do.
Yeah, it's just, it's the only people that care what they say is the same people in that same bubble.
Yeah.
So my thing is just keep saying what you're saying while the rest of the country or the rest of the world going through real life and following real problems and...
Nothing's going to change in your end.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to vote for your politician. It's not going to change.
Real. You cannot swap truth for feelings.
Yeah.
Because you're only going to grow up miserable.
Yeah, it's true.
I like that.
Yeah. And I don't know if this is true. Like, I also asked this of people. I don't know if this is true, too. You know, the whole LGBT. I mean, hey, whatever. Do your thing. Be happy. Yep. But I heard that They added I and A. Is that true?
Yeah, there's an there is an I, and I don't know what it is.
It's not, so now it's LGBTQIA.
Yes, and I know about the I. Didn't hear about the
I
A.
I have no idea.
I think I is intersexual and A is asexual.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense then.
That's a lot.
No, it doesn't make sense.
But well, I've seen documentaries on asexuality.
My thing is, hey, do what you gotta do, buddy. When you, once you start reaching half and over half the alphabet, well,
can I also say, did you get these people permission to be in your group, LGBT people? Maybe the A's and the I's don't want to be with you.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe the LGBT
they want to be alone.
LGBTQ people should say, hey, you know what? You I's, A's,
yeah,
W's, you wanna
make your own group.
They just keep adding.
Because if they're asexual, I don't think they want to talk to anybody.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? Leave me alone.
Yeah, it ain't about any of those other letters.
In 2 years, it's going to be LGBTQIAFDWZY /
It's going to be them and just us. It's they're going to be the ones you talk about.
Put all that on a shirt. You know what I mean?
No special character.
We be Sidibo.
And like I said, you guys can do whatever you like. And I did say guys because I'm not going to make up no BS pronoun. But but yeah, that was just weird. That, you know.
Yeah, no, it is weird to just keep adding.
Yeah.
That's what I don't think that everybody's on board with that.
Yeah.
That makes me annoyed too. You can't speak for other people. Stop speaking for other people.
And that's another thing too. I saw this comedian. He's a, I don't know if I said this before, but he's a little person. But I'll call him a midget because he said call him a midget.
Yeah.
But he said the thing that...
little women are like crying at you and screaming.
He said that the thing that pisses him off the most is when people that are not little try and back him up.
Yeah.
He's like, I got this. I don't need you tall people. So that's fine. It's fine. Like, there's one... and I'm not saying you gotta be a certain thing to back up that cause. But there's this one video... There was a Black Lives Matter rally, and this old white lady had the mic, and she was yelling, "Black Lives Matter!" Black, and I'm like, "Lady, should I give the mic to a black person and let them scream?"
Yeah, let them.
They can't even have their fight.
Yeah,
they can't even have their own fight. Like, we gotta control.
We done stole their fight.
We have to control their fight too.
And you can see some of their faces. They were looking at her like, "Yeah," but they were looking like, "Who is this old white lady? Give me that mic,
Sheila. Come get your grandma."
Pass the mic, Mrs. Howell.
Something controversial, but...
So I just thought that was funny. Yeah,
okay, well, I'm annoyed, so I'm back to Colin Kaepernick. Spike Lee...
Speaking of old white ladies.
Spike Lee tweeted that he supported the thing. They're having a march for him. I'm not going to say what date, because I'm not perpetuating that. But they're having a march for him. And then people were telling Spike Lee, you know, maybe don't support him because he sucks at football, and that's why he's not getting signed. And then Spike Lee's not going to even go to the march for one thing.
Yeah, I heard he wasn't even beat it.
He's not going to go. He has a prior engagement. That's how important he thinks it is.
And he didn't put this march on, right?
No, he didn't. He said it was somebody else. And the people who originated the march misspelled Kaepernick's name because they didn't care about Kaepernick.
I saw that on Twitter. They had the sign.
They misspelled his name?
Misspelled his name. So the people who originated the march misspelled his name. So people are giving Spike Lee problems, saying that, you know, maybe you shouldn't do this fight. And then one of the guys said, he made a good point. He said something like, "Spike, tell me that one of the movies that you made, your actors are paid to say their lines. What if they went off script and started saying things that go against and offend the audience that came to see your movie? Would you allow it?"
Wow.
And that, no, I took a screenshot and everything. Whoa. That's exactly right. You script a movie, you have an audience, you're speaking a message that's important to you, and your actors stay on script. How come when it comes to something else, you can just go off? And I kind of am tired of everybody saying he has the right to do it. No, he doesn't. Technically, he does not. He's an
working.
Employee.
Yeah.
He does not have the right to do that. He is lucky they gave him the free will to do it. And they probably did it to, you know, minimize backlash. But he's lucky. They could just say, you know what, that's against our rules. This is what we do at the beginning of every game. You're out. But they didn't. They never did. So he doesn't have the right to do it. He has it as an American. He doesn't have it as an employee. Sorry.
Alright, I heard most of what you said on that, but as soon as you said Spike Lee, I was thinking of, what's her name, the actress? Rosie Perez?
Yeah.
I just kept thinking of her boobies.
Does she have boobies?
Oh,
she's so tiny.
Spike Lee was, he was putting ice on her boobies in the movie Do the Right Thing.
Ew!
Oh my goodness.
That's gross.
No wonder mom never let us watch Do the Right Thing.
I think I'm the A in the LGBTQ.
Yeah, you stupid
A.
Huh?
I think I'm the A.
She's the A.
I think I'm the A in the LGBTQ. Gross. I remember Rosie Perez from Women Can't Jump.
Yeah, oh, that's my memory. That's my memory.
You come back, you put your mouth where
this money is.
Yeah. Do the right thing. She's like, "Mookie, get with you stupid ass," or
okay,
whatever.
Like
something like that.
She's awesome.
Wait, yeah, you didn't say anything about her, right?
Oh, no, not at all. I'm just saying. I love her. Yeah. Her dimples.
And I just want to say Halle Berry's name again. Halle Berry. All right.
Shout out to Halle Berry.
Shout out to Halle Berry. Give me a call, Mom.
Give me a call back,
Mama. Where's Colleen?
Okay, I'm done with Colin Kaepernick.
Okay, good.
And so is the NFL.
So is, yeah. Just
you're not the only one.
Okay, sorry. I won't get any more political than that. Clinton?
No, I'm trying to think of another.
Don't even get me started on Clinton.
No, Clinton's, like, that's a mini series.
She is writing a book.
She's going to be a preacher.
What?
She wants to be a preacher. You know why? Because she saw tax-free. How it helped somebody. No. Oh, yeah, that too. And she saw how it helped somebody else get into the White House. She wants to be a preacher.
Yeah.
I don't understand how dumb they think people
are. She wants to save the deplorables.
Oh.
She's writing a book, or she wrote a book.
For such as...
And it's called... Like this, right? It's called What Happened.
Yeah, What Happened.
She has another one called Strength at This Time or something like that. She better not be playing off of... She better not be playing off of the Book of Ruth.
Sorry.
Oh, no. Book of Esther. Sorry. The Book of Esther for such a time as this. She better not be playing off
of it. I don't know. All I know
she
is
went to... Oh, his name right. To speak for the Jewish people.
I don't know. All I know is that that book, What Happened, all I can say is one page long. All I can say is you lost.
Yeah.
No, you know what happened? It's in Shattered. That's what happened. You want to read What Happened? The book Shattered is written by her staff.
I am 6 chapters in.
Is it good?
Yes, I love it.
Right?
Shattered?
That's what happened.
Wow.
It is an expose that she didn't know they were
staff
writing.
Around her writing.
About what really happened on the campaign.
Okay, good. Because I heard she was calling people names. And not saying everybody's perfect.
In the book.
But just, you know.
Be honest.
Yeah.
I want to see it in public.
Yeah.
I want to see it. It'll come out like everybody's grandma. Nobody's grandma. My grandma's not like that. My grandma typed your face.
So, you know, all I can say is, you know, people say what Trump did, what is Trump doing, he's not doing anything. Trump can sit in his office for the rest of the year, 4 years. He could sit there, sleep, and he already did the best thing ever, and that was keep Hillary out of office.
Yep, keep her
but
out.
But don't get me wrong, that's not why he got in.
No, that's not why he got in.
That's not why he got in.
All right, anyway.
Get all that at home.
Speaking of killed, when is somebody going to assassinate Kim Jong-un?
Oh my God, this is all getting edited out.
No, leave it.
What? Why? Talk about assassinating.
Don't edit this out. Somebody got to take him out.
Somebody got to take him down.
See?
Okay, all right.
That is Kalei, my other half.
Kalei!
All right, it's going to stay.
Mark this day down. She agreed with me. Sorry, I'm banging the table, but she agreed with me. Somebody got to take him
Witness.
Out.
Yeah. All right, I'm leaving it in.
If Kalei speaks, you leave it in.
She has spoken.
Yes, I don't disagree. But sheesh, it sounded so harsh.
Just push him off the curb.
Well, she said take him out, so.
Yeah, I like what Kalei
said. Maybe she meant take him out, like, to dinner and talk to him.
No, that's what Obama did. Never worked.
Sheesh.
Take
assassinate is such a strong word.
Look what I have. I have missile. I have bomb. I have... Take one Navy SEAL, one sniper rifle.
Right? Seriously?
Well, sneak carry and then switch them.
Sneak away and go. Peace.
Seriously, it's
I
creepy.
Love America.
It is creepy.
Ooh, we should... Yeah, ask Trump.
I'm sorry, I'm not teasing Koreans. I'm not teasing Koreans. I'm teasing Kim Jong-un.
Yes.
Yeah. When I talk specifically, when I talk like this, only Kim Jong Un.
As Trump said in the campaign, only Rosie O'Donnell.
Gee, you gotta leave this in.
Oh God, this is gonna be hard. I will leave it in.
Or we're gonna get fired.
Only because
you're the boss. You could fire us.
No, shut up. I'm not the boss.
See what happens if security not here.
Security not here. It all goes to hell. Oh man.
That's true, I guess.
And I'd say, you know, murder, that's killing, that's the last bad, it's bad, but ISIS, people like Kim Jong-un, I'm sorry.
Well, Kim Jong-un's uncle would agree.
Yeah,
I know, and his brother.
And his brother. They would agree with you.
Yeah, they got killed.
Right, so, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I have to think that there's something underway. I have to think that.
Yeah,
because he wouldn't have something other way.
He's threatening, and I don't know when this will get posted, but he's threatening to bomb around Guam in a week.
Yeah.
And my thing is, why is he picking Guam? Is it because he can't really reach anywhere else?
I was thinking that.
Is
well,
it?
I was thinking he was picking Guam because he probably could reach us, Hawaii or Alaska, but then the U.S. would just be on him.
But see, okay, let's say you walk into a jail cell, and I'm not speaking from experience, but you see the biggest, scariest guy there. You like know if you can test him. Are you going to go try to step on his toe? Or are you going to try to take him out with a bat to the head?
Go for his neck.
Yeah. Because either way, you're going to get cracked.
From behind his
back.
Is
the biggest, toughest guy there already holding a bat waiting for you because they know you've been practicing?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so.
Because you're broadcasting your practices.
Right? So, I don't know.
Yeah. And if anybody is listening to this in North Korea, I feel sorry for you guys. I'm talking to the people.
Yeah, we support you.
Yeah, I doubt if they can even get internet.
Yeah, and if that's true, America is not after you. America doesn't want you.
No.
We don't want you. We just want your leader to stop threatening us.
We already have that. What is that guy, Bobby, from the comedian?
Who?
The one from Mad TV?
Oh, I forget his name.
Bobby Lee or whatever?
Yeah, I forget his name.
We already have him. Not, I don't know if he's Korean or not. But.
It's hard for me to do. I'm so excited.
Just so you guys know, Overachiever wants to edit all this out.
Yes, they do. I was indoctrinated.
Why do you want to edit it out?
Because I was indoctrinated. I was raised during a time where all this stuff was all like, it's just giving off red flags.
Spend 2 days on Twitter and listen to what those guys on the left say on a daily basis.
This is innocent.
This is G-rated.
Why do you think I'm so angry about Kaepernick? Because the one day I went on Twitter this morning, the one day I tried to say
this ain't nothing on what people tweet.
I cannot believe what they say.
Yeah.
And it's not, to me, it's not even, I mean, I know I always Whatever. Say liberal left, but it's not really always, because get right crazy is on the right too.
Absolutely.
Yes. Oh
I'm just down for common sense. That's all it is. Common sense and truth.
If there was a common sense party, I'd be in it.
Yeah.
I want to be in that common sense party.
Common sense ain't so common.
And honesty. I don't mean like crazy honesty. I just mean like, don't own oil companies and make deals. Come on, stop it. Be honest.
Yeah.
And especially now, like, I think there was a time where you could have all this back deal shady crap, but now with all this information sharing, you can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Yep. So the years of Clinton's, and then they say, what about the Bushes? Well, I don't like them either. Like, they're all politicians.
Yeah, that whole situation.
Yeah.
I don't like any of them.
Oil and everything.
I'm sick of those politicians.
Yeah. Any politician who enters politics poor and comes out rich stole money. Yeah. Or did it illegally.
Yeah, something is up. And then coming out talking about socialism. Yeah. Come on. So, good luck to the Carolina Panthers this season.
Broncos, too. Good luck, Broncos.
All right.
You can say good luck to the Cowboys.
Good luck to,
Halle Berry.
No. Good luck to Shinsuke Nakamura at SummerSlam. He's going to be taking on... Shoot, who is he fighting? He's fighting for the belt, but I forget who's the champ already. We're talking about wrestling.
I know. Unfortunately, I know. Because
it's confusing, because he is... So... Shinsuke Nakamura can fight Jinder Mahal for the title, I think. Yeah.
So right. You want him?
Shinsuke Nakamura.
Okay,
yes.
Iwanaka got it.
Okay.
That's easy to remember.
Huh?
Actually. I'm just trying to remember who to root for.
Because
dad will be watching it too.
Well, Nakamura is an easy name to remember.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, that one I can remember.
Nakamura. He's the king of strong style.
Looking forward to it.
So yeah, good luck Cam Newton. The best player ever in the world.
Cam Newton.
Since the beginning of time.
Right. Good luck, Emmitt Schmidt. Wait, I'm still back in the 80s.
I was gonna say, what? And then what's his name? What's that guy number 8?
Good luck, Trey. Good luck, Trey. Emmitt Schmidt. Who else?
Peyton Manning.
I was gonna say Peyton Manning, but I was gonna tease.
All right. Well, I guess we should wrap this up before we get. I was gonna say before you get too.
Oh, no. Before you make my skin crawl?
Yeah. All right. So thanks again for listening to our podcast. Hopefully, if we did offend people, then maybe you should look at yourself.
if we did offend people, I don't know.
Like, just joking.
Yeah.
if we did offend people, at least we're not actors and actresses, but we're actually educated.
Yeah.
And we're not just speaking out of context and standing on soapboxes that we didn't earn.
And you know what? Difference of opinion is a good thing.
Yeah.
So
if helps to grow.
Yeah.
And like we said, we don't like anybody who's stupid. Yeah. I don't care what their political affiliation is. You're stupid, and we don't.
Or
like
can't
that.
Take corrective criticism. Are you constructive? Look at me, corrective, constructive criticism.
Yeah, both.
Are you dumb shaming people?
Yes.
You're right.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Stop being dumb. I'm dumb shaming you.
That's what I said. I wish being dumb hurt. I wish being dumb was painful. Didn't? people
would be... Like, none of my books would be open.
It's just so annoying.
They would think before they talked.
Stop being stupid.
All right. I think that's the theme for today. Don't be stupid.
Yeah, but everybody. Yeah. Some Christians is pissing me off too, but I'm Christian.
Oh, that's a whole other thing.
I know. You just got the my brain.
Yeah.
Right?
For all the things.
Because we are strong Christians, but
okay. Not Christians. My goodness.
Yes. Next topic. I would like to discuss the Pope a bit. That'd be great.
I would like to discuss the Pope.
Somebody get the Pope on the phone.
The Pope Kim Jong-un.
They're together, probably.
All right. So that does it for another podcast from the Spot Crew. Thank you all for listening and putting up with us. And hopefully... continue to listen. Check out our website, g-spotmusic.com. All kinds of different items you can buy. And got some cartoons and stuff coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, cartoons. And I'm still working on our bios, too. That has to come out, too.
Our bios, okay.
Yeah.
Right on.
And then a link to Tweetus if you want to tweet with Tweetus.
And check out Sutter Rush Nation on Facebook. Right on.
Yeah. And I advise watching Stephen Furtick at Elevation Church.
Watching what?
Stephen Furtick at Elevation Church.
Okay.
He's an amazing pastor.
Right on.
All right.
Sounds good.
That's an unrelated note.
So until next time.
God first.
Family second.
And everything else?
Falls into place.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, no.
I'm editing it.
No.
Music production.
Popsicles or something?
You want a popsicle?
Yeah.
Okay, go.
They go KTA, then.
They go popsicle.
We should do that all the time. Cool, you hungry, yeah? KTA, bro.
Ooh.
On a color popsicle.
Not in there. Not in there.
And that's how you do it.
Sick. Oh.
Ooh, red.
Fan hair.
Ooh, red.
Red popsicle.
Is it good?